Hello, Delco. This is Michael Barkan, welcoming you to the Good Neighbor Podcast, where fans of local businesses and their neighbors come together. It's my pleasure once again to introduce my friend and neighbor, our host, Bob Lacey.
Thank you, Michael Barkan. It's been a great week here. We've had a number of podcast episodes that are recorded and all set to be put up on our website, which is gnpdelco.com. My name is Bob Lacey, and I'm your host today for another episode of the Good Neighbor Podcast, coming to you from Delaware County, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia in the southeast corner of Pennsylvania. This podcast program is meant to showcase good neighbor businesses, and today we have one. We have an owner-operator of a franchise that I think a lot of you are going to know called Nothing Bundt Cakes. It was an interesting name, right? Nothing Bundt Cakes, B-U-N-D, play on nothing but cakes. And I have to tell you, I had kind of my first mini bundt cake, and I could see why the franchise was so successful. So let me bring on the franchise owner of that very store that I stopped into years ago. This is Kim Wright. Let me bring Kim to the stage here. Kim, hello. Welcome to the program. Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I appreciate it.
Kim, I mentioned that I've been in your store many years ago. I can't remember. It was at least several years ago. But what year would that store have opened up that I think I stopped in to see what it was all about?
If it was the Springfield location, it would have been in 2020 or after. That was when that location opened.
And Kim, am I recalling that it was, it's a surprise to most people who had never been in there before? They walked in and there's a little bit of a, let me get this. You're selling cakes and they're bundt cakes. They're like small little personal size or larger size. And, you know, you're giving away samples or whatever. And like me, as soon as I had a sample, I had to walk out with a personal size bundt cake. Is that the experience you see every day?
Bob, I love that story. And, you know, we call those first bite stories, and they're so significant and we never get tired of hearing about them. Unfortunately, due to COVID, your experience is definitely had every day still, minus the part about the samples. Unfortunately, COVID put a timeout on that, and we're hoping to rebuild that into our system because we do know how impactful it is.
Well, I can tell you, as someone who had that experience, how delicious that cake was, and it made me instantly realize why a whole store could be kind of operating around bundt cakes. And yet, Kim, you mentioned that there's other stores that you are the franchise operator owner of. How many?
So currently I have 5 locations. The location in Wynnewood was my first location. We were able to open that in 2018. Springfield, the one that you visited, was our second location in 2020. And since then, I have acquired 3 additional locations from the original owners. And I'm lucky enough to be continue to build on the success that they started.
It sounds like the success that you're helping them have, someone with the 5 franchise locations all in around the Philadelphia area now. That store that I visited in Springfield in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, I can speak very highly of because, well, it's got a delicious product. It's a bakery, as I understand it. You'd have to call it a bakery. And Kim, besides bundt cakes, is it more bundt cakes only and then all kinds of different sizes and types and flavors? Or is it anything else bundt? Butt cakes.
So just as the name implies, nothing bundt cakes. All we do are bundt cakes. So we only do bundt cakes. We do them in 4 sizes and 11 different flavors, each one more delicious than the next. We are lucky enough to also provide a gluten-free option. And if you are a loyal guest and fan, you may have already experienced our testing of an additional gluten-free flavor earlier this year, and we'll have another one later in the year as well. So
awesome. Tell me about a little bit, Kim, when women come in to see you and they're buying these cakes, they must look at this and say how wonderful it is for you to have a business that fits interests that you had, say, in baking cakes. But I have to think this is way more than that now for women of business. You must be rather proud to be kind of a woman in business in a field that might have seemed like this is a kind of a franchise for a woman, or now is it equally split between men and women who are the franchisees?
When I began with this brand in 2017, the statistic was that we were 90% female owned. And that certainly was, you know, a big piece of interest for me when I was looking around for an opportunity. I happen to love baking, but I didn't go out looking for an opportunity in that industry. When I began to research different franchise systems and models, Nothing Bundt Cakes was really interesting to me because I already knew the product and I loved it. But when I learned more about the originators and the fact that it was 90% female owned, it really did speak to me. And now, having been in the community for 5+ years, I can tell you that when you're in a franchise system, it's really nice because there are other people who, you know, live your life every day. So it's a natural network. But then to have an added piece of it where the majority of those people that you are connecting with and that you're learning from, learning with, are also women, it is unlike any other experience, I'm sure, in any other industry and in really in most other brands.
I think because of the popularity of Nothing Bundt Cakes, the stores that are out there in very nice retail environments, and the national presence, the brand getting so well known even nationally, it's got to be more than just the fact that the cakes are so tasty. It's got to be that the company is leading well with its franchisees and that the franchisees themselves are talented persons that come in to the franchise system and contribute to their fellow franchisees. I have to think that perhaps, Kim, the fact that it is heavy with a lot of women franchisees, a lot of women sometimes typically, you know, they've taken a break from the workforce to raise children or something, and maybe they're heading back to the workforce this time now as their own business owner operator. Was that your story, Kim? Are you a mom, or were you in the corporate world before this?
So I am a mom. I'm a mom of 4 sons, very proud mom. And my boys range in ages from 7 to 15. I was not in the corporate world prior to this. My husband and I were already small business owners. So we wanted to diversify our income and look for another avenue of that. And any small business owner knows that small business ownership is really hard. You know, you don't get a day off and you wear a lot of hats. And you have a lot, you have to have a lot of areas of expertise, and it can be really exhausting. So when we thought about how we might want to look at another opportunity, the franchise world and systems were attractive because there's a format, there's a program, and as long as you do your research and you choose one that you believe in and that fits you and your lifestyle and your personality, and that of course has a good business model, then there's a little bit less weight. No small business is passive income ever. And that's certainly true for the franchise system. But certainly it has its benefits in terms of having departments for marketing and things like that, that as a small business owner, you have to become an expert in.
Well said. I mean, it's a get out of the bed in the morning and don't expect someone to make you successful if you're not going to make yourself successful. But that said, it's also a proven system of success. And if you follow the directives, if you take the training, and let's face it, delicious tasting cakes that somebody can't resist really does help. So I do think that you've fortunately gotten into something that feeds the soul and feeds the body. We're talking to Kim Wright, who is the founder and the owner of her own franchise, of the franchise system, Nothing Bundt Cakes. And you can see this franchise system, you can see Kim's website by going to the website, nothingbuntcakes.com. And remember, in the middle there, it's B-U-N-D-T, Bundt Cakes, nothingbuntcakes.com is the website. You'll be able to learn all about the cakes, the flavors. You'll be able to order cakes, even for a particular store, Kim's store in Springfield, Delaware County, or perhaps her store in Collegeville, or one of the other five you'll find that, or four or three others that Kim has. But more importantly, you'll also be able to learn about the corporate franchise of Nothing Bundt Cakes, and maybe it's in your future too. Kim, you must be called on by the franchise system to be able to help people who are trying to consider if this is for them, because obviously you're a success and it was a success for you. But tell me about that. Do you ever get a chance to talk to prospective franchisees?
We actually do. All of us in the franchise system, we all, in order to be approved as a franchisee, we go through a validation process, much like a lot of other brands. And the beauty of that I love about this brand experience is after you get to a certain point, they really do open the doors and they give you all the contact information of every franchisee in the United States, which right now is over 500 locations.
They don't 500?
500, yes. They don't put any parameters around who you can contact or who you can't contact. And they allow you to call anybody that you'd like, and you can ask them many questions. Of course, proprietary information, there's some restrictions on that. But overall, I have talked to many potential franchisees. Some of them have chosen to join us, and others, you know, it wasn't the right time for them, or maybe it wasn't a fit financially or whatever it happened to be. So I am lucky enough to not only talk to potential franchisees. I happen to also be a leader in this brand and I get to serve on the brand advisory council. So that means that I get to connect with my fellow franchisees regularly, as well as work with the executive team at our corporate office and the whole support team that helps us to decision make for our brand, innovate, and make sure that we're trending and that we're making smart decisions that affect all of the franchisees when it comes to the dollars and cents of our investments.
Well, if you've been Googling nothing but cakes and you've stumbled upon this podcast, there you have it. We have a franchisee with five franchise store locations of Nothing But Cake. And Kim Wright is our guest here today, and she's accessible. She's just mentioned that it's not uncommon for her to talk to potential franchisees. And Kim, I'm imagining that I have your email address here. Okay if I give it out?
Yes, of course. Feel free.
You could reach Kim at kim.wright, and that's W-R-I-G-H-T, at nothingbuntcakes.com. And remember, it's B-U-N-T cakes, plural, with an S at the end, nothingbuntcakes.com. And, you know, it's a funny sounding franchise system, but boy, do you get it when you finally have one of those bundt cakes in your mouth and you're tasting it. And so if you've been looking at a franchise system and say you're a woman that likes to bake even, this is something you're going to want to investigate. Good news now is that you can contact Kim Wright directly if you care to. I would say also, if you're someone that likes to try different kinds of food items, or if you really want to get something special for Easter or for Super Bowl or for Christmas, you know, those kind of holidays, even Mother's Day, it's a great gift because it's so tasty. And it's something that no one would say, why did you buy this? Because they'll be protecting it so everybody doesn't eat it. Kim, you really are a remarkable woman in the way that you've been able to raise four sons, have five other children, really these franchise stores of Nothing But Cakes, and at the same time, share your insights and your leadership with potential women who might be looking to come into the business world with a proven success, perhaps becoming a future franchisee of Nothing But Cakes. And, you know, for that reason, you definitely are a good business neighbor, and we'd like to award you the Good Neighbor Business Award today. Thank you so much for being a guest on our program, Kim Wright, of Nothing But Cakes, the franchise owner in Springfield and Collegeville and Wynwood, all around the Philadelphia area. Kim, thank you. You're a good neighbor business, and we're very proud to have you on our episode today. Thank you for coming to the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you, Bob. I'm proud to be your neighbor.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, hosted by Bob Lacey. This is Michael Barkan, inviting everyone to get on the Good Neighbor team. Nominate your favorite local business to be featured on an upcoming episode by going to gndelco.com or by calling Bob at 610-557-3745.